知行英语 Listen and share.
大家好，我们继续讲恐怖故事 The Banshee 爱尔兰女妖。So then, my great-grandpa would feel the coldness of ghosts and would hear the banshee's wail. And my Aunt Mary recalled him saying that the banshee's wail is the worst. Then, the wailing and the touch of the ghosts would pass on and his horse would move again. That was all my Aunt Mary could remember.Now, since my grandpa had seen and heard the banshees, I'm beginning to think we may have a banshee in our family. But not just because of my great-grandpa, but because of my mom as well. When my mom was 9, she woke up in the middle of the night to look outside the window into the backyard. Glittering in the moonlight, she saw a woman weeping.My mom could hear her cries and said they were more like the wind. She told me this before I read that most banshee cries are more like the wind. She also said that the woman was floating above their swimming pool and her appearance was unexplainable. My mom claimed that this woman looked young, but seemed as if she had lived for many years and was an old spirit.She also said that the woman had fair flowing hair. After a while of staring, my mom just lay her head back down on the pillow and drifted off to sleep. Then, I think 1 or 2 weeks later, my mom's grandparents died in the same week. Coincidence? I wonder if I'm going to see one.
随即太老爷就感觉到了周围阴森的鬼魂，也听见了女妖的哀哭。玛丽姥姥还记得她说过，听到女妖哭是最倒霉的事情。随后哭声消失了，鬼魂也走开了，马又继续向前走。这就是她记得的全部经过了。既然太老爷曾经见过也听到过女妖，我就在想，也许我家也有这样一个女妖。当然不仅仅是由于太老爷的经历，母亲也经历过同样的事情。那年母亲9岁，有一天深夜她醒过来，透过后院的窗户向外面看去，在明亮的月光下，她见一个女人在那啜泣。母亲听那哭声就和风声差不多。母亲给我讲这事的时候，我还不知道大多数女妖的哭声就和风声一样。母亲还说，那个女人是飘在游泳池上面的，她的样子简直没法形容，一头金发随风飘逸，看上去很年轻，但是又仿佛已经活了很久很久，是一个年老的精灵。当时只看了一会儿，母亲就又躺下渐渐地入睡了。我就在想，母亲见到女妖的一两个星期之后，太姥姥和太老爷在一周内相继去世了，这难道是巧合吗？我很想知道，是不是我也会看见爱尔兰女妖。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
So then, my great-grandpa would feel the coldness of ghosts and would hear the banshee's wail.
随即太老爷就感觉到了周围阴森的鬼魂，也听见了女妖的哀哭。
And my Aunt Mary recalled him saying that the Banshee's wail is the worst.
玛丽姥姥还记得她说过，听到女妖哭是最倒霉的事情。
Then, the wailing and the touch of the ghosts would pass on, and his horse would move again.
随后哭声消失了，鬼魂也走开了，马又继续向前走。
That was all my Aunt Mary could remember.
这就是她记得的全部经过了。
Now since my grandpa had seen and heard the Banshees, I'm beginning to think we may have a Banshee in our family.
既然太老爷曾经见过也听到过女妖，我就在想，也许我家也有这样一个女妖。
But not just because of my great-grandpa, but because of my mom as well.
当然不仅仅是由于太老爷的经历，母亲也经历过同样的事情。
When my mom was nine, she woke up in the middle of the night to look outside the window into the backyard.
那年母亲九岁，有一天深夜她醒过来，透过后院的窗户向外面看去。
Glittering in the moonlight, she saw a woman weeping.
在明亮的月光下，她见一个女人在那啜泣。
My mom could hear her cries and said they were more like the wind.
母亲听到哭声就和风声差不多。
She told me this before I read that most banshee criesare more like the wind.
母亲给我讲这事的时候，我还不知道大多数女妖的哭声就和风声一样。
She also said that the woman was floating above their swimming pool and her appearance was unexplainable.
母亲还说那个女人是飘在游泳池上面的，她的样子简直没法形容。
My mom claimed that this woman looked young but seemedas if she had lived for many years and was an old spirit. She also said that the woman had fair flowing hair.
一头金发随风飘逸，看上去很年轻，但是又仿佛已经活了很久很久，是一个年老的精灵。
After a while of staring, my mom just lay her head back down on the pillow and drifted off to sleep.
当时只看了一会儿，母亲就又躺下，渐渐地入睡了。
Then, I think one or two weeks later, my mom's grandparents died. In the same week.
母亲见到女妖的一两个星期之后，太姥姥和太姥爷在一周内相继去世了。
Coincidence? I wonder if I'm going to see one.
这难道是巧合吗？我很想知道是不是我也会看见爱尔兰女妖。讲解一下相关的语言点。
That was all my Aunt Mary could remember.
这里我们要先注意 Aunt 这个词，我们常用的意思是姑姑、婶、阿姨，但是在上文中提到了这位 Mary 是姥姥的妹妹，因此当然就不能是姑姑或者阿姨了。其实 Aunt 还有一个很少见的意思是善良的老妇人，如果没有被 Aunt 常见的意思所蒙蔽，我们就不会被这位 Mary 的身份搞得一头雾水了。另外由这个 That was all 句式，我们可以联系到另外一个常见的句子
That's all。
这句话用在演讲或是在正式场合发言的最后，意思是这就是我全部要说的了。一般来说演讲的结束语都是这样
That's all, thank you for coming.
More like, 大约差不多那样，口语中的用法。
Floating above their swimming pool,
漂浮在游泳池上面。区分一下 above 与 on，两个词意思都是在什么什么上面，但是 on 表示的是在某物的最上方，而 above 意思是悬空在某物上面，一定要注意这个意味。另外 swimming pool 是游泳池。
fair flowing hair
一头飘逸的金发。 菲尔做父子的意思是形容女人肤色白皙的，头发金黄的。
Coincidence, C-O-I-N-C-I-D-E-N-C-E,
巧合。文中的 coincidence, 这是巧合吗？明显是口语中的用法，因为只用了一个词，说得很随便。完整的句子应该是 Is that coincidence?
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。